On the phone right now, one of our women of influence today here on MyFM. It is Middlesex County Warden Kathy Burkhardt. Jessen, Warden, appreciate your time as always. What's been one of the biggest challenges for you over the years?
Well, first of all, I really don't know whether I'm a woman of influence, but I certainly appreciate being recognized in the position that I do have. The biggest challenge is, I think, being recognized and having people understand that you bring a different lens and have a valuable voice when you come to the table.
Were there any deciding factors when you decide you want to go down this route? You are the mayor of Lucan-Bodolph as well as the Middlesex County Warden. What sent you down this path?
Well, I have always been involved in community, whether it's volunteering for different organizations, Canadian Cancer Society, that sort of thing, or local sports organizations. And I often joke that I chose to go into municipal politics because it would be easier than being the president of a minor hockey association in a small community. But it really was, the next thing for me. I grew up in a very political family, and I was involved in knocking on doors and sign campaigns from a very early age. My father was involved in municipal politics, and it was always something that I saw as a next level of service to give back to the community. So in 2010, I decided that it was time. My family was at an age where I thought that sort of commitment could work, and I ran for deputy mayor, and everything else just evolved from there.
Is there an accomplishment that you're most proud of, Warden?
From a municipal standpoint, there's certain things in the community, obviously, that I know that my handprint is on. But I have to say, personally, it would have to be the work that is being done at the arena and the community center. It all started in 2018 with the Kraft Hockeyville title and winning that campaign. And, the money that came along with that as kind of a kickstart to renovations in that facility. And then, of course, hosting the hockey game, Toronto against Ottawa. That's a huge accomplishment for our community. And having raised four boys through the minor hockey system and really having lived at that arena for so many years, personally, when the renovation at the community center and the arena is completed in 2022, that I think will be what I'm most proud of.
So any young ladies listening right now, Warden, who are interested in potentially going down the route of municipal politics or the political world, what kind of advice would you have for them?
Well, first of all, I'd say, give me a call. I'd be happy to chat with you. And don't be afraid. There will be roadblocks. And it is still in this day and age, women, I do think, always do still have to fight to have a valued voice at the table. And don't be afraid to make sure that your voice is heard. Reach out to other women in the community, but also reach out to other men. Men are our allies, and we all have to work together. Be involved in your community, work well with others, and if you're looking to make a difference and you think that you can do that as an elected official, then go for it.
Middlesex County Warden Kathy Burkhardt. Jessen, Warden, any other advice or communication you'd like to send out to women in the community?
I grew up in a different time. Things that I see today that are available to young women, careers, paths, avenues, the choices that they have were not choices that I had growing up. And I think young women today are so fortunate because I think that they really do have the opportunity to do whatever it is they want. And it will always, unfortunately, be a balancing act. But I do believe it's an exciting time for young women, and I do think that they really can accomplish anything that they want, and it's a great time, and they shouldn't be afraid of doing what they want to do.
Middlesex County Warden Kathy Burkhardt, Jessen, one of our women of influence today on MyFM. You can find out more about all of our ladies at strathroytoday.ca.